Theater UNCA presents Marat Saad, the 1963 play by Peter Weiss. That's at the Carol Belk Theater, Thursday through Sunday. With me in the studios, four of the folks involved with the production. Rob Bowen, the director, is with us, as well as three of the actors in the play. Bjorn Galler is with us, Emily Kroc, and Ryan Miller. Thanks to all of you for being here. Welcome.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Bjorn, did I mess up your name?
I was pretty close, sir. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, you're used to it. I understand. Thanks again for being with us. So, okay, who would like to tell us the full name of the play?
All right. Well, the full name of the play is The Persecution and the Assassination of Jean-Paul Marat, as performed by the inmates of the asylum at Charenton under the direction of the Marquis de Sade.
Okay, we're done. Thank you. That's a wonderful name. Rob, I'll start with you. And this is a 1963 play, fairly well known. It was a prize Tony Award-winning play by a German playwright, Peter Weiss.
Right.
So I know, and we've talked about this before, but at Theater UNCA, you do theater you do plays for a number of reasons. And one of them might be, well, it's a great play, or it might be, people will come to see this. But there are other reasons as well. And I'd like to ask you what's behind the production of this play.
Well, actually, this is like a bucket list show for me. I've wanted to do this show when I first read it as an undergraduate in Colorado. And, you don't see this kind of show come around very often. You won't see it in commercial theater very often. Mm-hmm. So I tried to get it done about 9 years ago. And we were looking for a musical at that particular time, and it's not really a musical as much as it's a play with music in it. So it lost a cabaret. And
that's a good one.
So then 2 years, 3 years ago, it was on the list again, and we thought about it, and we'd actually chosen to do it, and then something happened, and it just didn't happen, and I proposed it again last year, looking at the political situation and exactly how relevant the play is to us now and in an election year. And everybody embraced it. I taught it in a class last semester as well. And, in fact, all three of these people were in that class. So we're doing it.
Wow. So you all knew what you were getting into if you actually studied it.
And as you said, at UNCA, we like to do shows that challenge our audiences and have some social relevance as well. So that's one of the aspects that we like to do.
So the three actors that are with us today are Bjorn, Emily, and Ryan. You're all theater majors, so this is a really good thing to get this production, part of your repertoire. This play, let's see, it takes place in 1808 or did post-revolutionary France, but then it's actually it's a play within a play. The play that's taking place within the play is taking place in the middle of the revolution. Is that right?
It takes us back to when Jean-Paul Marat was still alive. We cover those 14 years to the present.
And it takes place in an insane asylum.
Yes.
Or as I've seen it referred to, a lunatic asylum. Not a particularly nice way of saying it. But so why? Why does it take place in the lunatic asylum?
You want to tell him why Saad was there?
Marquis de Sade, the director of the play within a play, was jailed for taking a radical view. Some of his writings, Justine and
120 Days of Sodom. He actually wrote that in the asylum.
Yes. He was jailed for some of his writings, and because he was an aristocrat and had wealthy parents that were important to the government at the time, he was allowed to stay in an insane asylum rather than a prison.
Wow.
He was given certain liberties that other inmates, so to speak, were not given. And yeah, that's kind of sets the scene for the conversation happening between Marat and Saad.
Okay, so we know of Marat, or excuse me, the Marquis de Saad is a notorious character now, I guess, in our present day society. Sadism gets its name from him. A lot of us think we know who he is. The play itself deals with revolution.
It does. Mm-hmm.
And is that why one of the things that makes it relevant today? Emily, you want to talk about it?
Why it's relevant today?
Yeah, yeah.
In terms of my character, Charlotte Corday, I've just been thinking about this recently, actually. It's kind of a new thing that's come to my mind in my performance, is how the men in the show treat me. The guards, they kind of ogle me and other characters, and molesting me the whole performance and being just dragged around, touched the whole time. And I'm kind of thinking, why is my character, my inmate that I'm playing, trying to murder Marat? Like, it's kind of like about how men treat women and how women are kind of trying to fight back.
So the fact that you do murder Marat is rooted in your treatment as a woman, or
yes,
interesting.
Well, it's a political.
Yeah, but I'm not playing Charlotte Corday. I'm playing an inmate.
Right, I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It is a little hard. Anyway, and Mr. Marat or Ryan Miller, how would you characterize your character, if you will?
Jean-Paul Marat. He was a Jacobin French revolutionary, and he was assassinated by Charlotte Corday in 1793. And he himself, as a person, was very tyrannical, very passionate. The way that I play it is almost as if you did not have his view, then you were wrong, essentially.
I can sympathize.
And and like the way he treats everybody that does not immediately agree with him, he almost sort of writes them off. There's a nightmare sequence where all of the people that always sort of criticized his thoughts and like his writings, he basically sort of dismisses them, saying, "No, you're wrong. That's not the way that the world works, according to me."
We're speaking with cast members of the Theater UNCA production of Marat Saad, in short, that's opening Thursday and running through Sunday at the Carabel Theater. Rob Bowen is the director, is with us as well. Again, you mentioned before we ever went on the air that this play was relevant in our own time. It is a dispute on the French Revolution, among other things, and as I was saying earlier, it's played by folks that were to benefit from the revolution, but really didn't. So it's kind of a reflection on, wait a minute, what happened here? You find that relevant to our own time as well?
Well, for example, the two, I guess, basic ideas represented in our election today, or the way that I see them, or I frame them, you know, a promise of change, but how will that change happen? You know, you've really got to have your ducks in a row and understand the state of the nation as it is before you can promise the people change, because everybody wants change, everybody wants things to be better, and it's easy to say we're definitely going to get there, but how are we going to get there? And does it happen at the top, or does it happen at the bottom? Does the change happen inside the government? Does the change happen inside the people who are electing this government? I think Saad has a lot to say about knowing one's inner self. I think some of his views definitely are a bit extreme. But he has a deep understanding of the cruelty that humans can be driven to under extreme circumstances and when left wanting by their leaders.
So has working on this play and studying it as you did before you began to work on it, again, I'll open this up to any of you, has this changed the way that you look at things that are going on in our world now? Because there's a lot of change. There's talk about change all over the world.
Definitely. In my opinion, my character has a line that really resonated with me. He says that we invented the revolution, but we don't know how to run it. And it really left me with this like sense of like, yes, we want change to happen, but how should that change occur? How should we go about making those changes possible?
And while pleasing everyone.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I've been doing in advertising the show for the last 3 months is I've been posting on Facebook every day a picture of the play and a quote about revolution. And just going through all these different quotes about revolution, you realize how violent revolution has been historically through the ages and how rare does revolution occur without violence. And revolution is inevitable. It's a part of our human condition. And the question is, will the next one continue or will we find a way to change that kind of revolution?
Wow. In terms of its violence?
Yes.
Yeah. And I guess I would question whether we would have what we want when we finish with the revolution as well. Yeah, what do we want? This play is its name precedes it in many ways, and I saw that the Royal Shakespeare Company, whose production was so famous back in, I guess, the first time it was produced.
The first time it was done was by the Royal Shakespeare Company was in 1964.
Right.
It was redone again in 2012, and they were averaging 20 people a night leaving because it was so extreme.
A little hard to take. So the question is, who should come to this one, or should you just is this something you need to be afraid of?
I don't think you should be afraid of it. I'll tell you, I had some ethical issues at the beginning of this choosing this play, because there's a philosophical argument about whether an audience are just voyeurs or whether they're participants, you know? And the difference between theater, film, or television is that you participate in live theater. Yeah, and as such, I think you should come to the theater and just embrace it, but understand that you bought a ticket, which means you bought into the idea of being a participant.
So you're part of it, yeah. That's a very well put.
I don't think with this show we're trying to say who's right or who's wrong.
No.
But more give you the perspective of different classes and how they interact under extreme circumstances.
No, if anything, this play starts a conversation that needs to be started.
Art does such a good job of that.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't always answer them, but it certainly asks good questions. Again, the play Marat Saad opens Thursday, runs through Sunday afternoon. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday evenings, right?
Right.
And then Sunday afternoon, all at the Carol Belt Theater on the campus of UNC Asheville. Tickets available now? Or
yes, they are available. They can be purchased online by going to www.unca.edu/drama and just follow the links to the Ticketmaster.
Very good. Again, that's Rob Bowen, who is the director of the Theater UNCA production of Marat Saad. Also with us, the Marquis de Sade, Bjorn Galler.
Galler, sir.
Galler. Charlotte Corday, the yes. Emily Kroc, and Jean-Paul Marat, Ryan Miller.
Yep.
Thank you for being with us.
Thanks
it's great
for
to have
us.
You. And,
thanks for having
thanks
us.
Thanks for bringing us this play.